Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Oh, it's looking lovely and sunny behind you through your window, Adam Gilchrist. Summer has arrived, which means it's, what, 17 degrees, 18 degrees where you are?
I think it's a giddy 12 at the moment, so we won't get too carried away. Listen, the sun is shining in so many ways. I've got a ticket for the Oval Test match later in the summer. More to the point, I've got a ticket for the FA Cup final.
Oh, gosh, oh, Saturday.
I have begged.
Oh, we're going to talk all about that on Monday when United beats those, I won't say the naughty word, but
the other lot.
That other lot. But let's start with lost criminal evidence. Social media tech companies are being blamed for the loss of crucial evidence.
Yeah, interesting this about potential human rights abuses because, I mean, obviously it's only potential, but still. The thing is, platforms remove graphic videos. Often they use artificial intelligence to do it, to work out what should be removed. Don't we all complain, of course, if extreme material lands on our own phones or our children's phones or iPads or whatever. But in this case, graphic footage that could help prosecutions, which are then being taken down because they are graphic, without being archived. Meta and YouTube say they aim to balance their duties to, as they put it, bear witness and protect users from harmful content. Now, the protection from harmful content you get, but of course, if there is documented evidence, for instance, of attacks on civilians in Ukraine, of atrocities carried out in towns and cities across Ukraine, and boy, have there been some, and they then appear, and often, you know, these are very informal ways of gathering evidence, then human rights groups are saying, hang on a moment, social media companies, please take responsibility. And I don't know if it means reprogramming their AI that's doing this, or maybe actually getting some human beings on board to work out what should and should not be processed in due course.
And then the topic of, don't want to say geriatric political leaders, but senior, older political leaders. Not too long ago, there was a story on the African continent of the South Sudanese president, Salva Kiir. He was standing to attention. He was incontinent. He wet himself and there was derision and there was lots. It's very undignifying, but at the same time, this is still a senior person. And then Joe Biden falls down and it raises questions about the concept of the aging president. People are human. Even older people, and we provide them with the dignity to be old, but it doesn't look good for the leader of the free world to be stumbling over.
No, it is that thing. It's exactly like wetting yourself. You know, if we haven't all done it, then we've all been with somebody who has for whatever reason. And it's not terribly amusing for them. But of course, if it's somebody else a long way away, like Charlie Chaplin falling over, was once upon a time deemed to be very, very funny. And I don't know, Joe Biden having a collapse, there's a sort of a kind of a smug kind of grin almost globally about this. Look, see what happens when you have an 80-year-old president? It is ageism, isn't it? Because if he were your own dad or granddad, then you absolutely think, are you all right? You know, let's hope you haven't broken anything, et cetera, et cetera. So much has been made of this. He was at an Air Force Academy graduation ceremony. He fell. He doesn't look the steadiest on his feet, but then why should he be? It's what's upstairs that matters, isn't it? And yet I do detect, just from a few of the websites I've been on, an almost natural kind of ageism about, he's 80, he's already the oldest president and he wants to run another term. Mm. And of course, that spring chicken Donald Trump, who is about to be 77, I mean, he could break the record potentially if he came in and Joe Biden went out, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know, as the president suggested when he got up, and this is the way to deal with it when it happens to yourself, I was sandbagged, he said, as if somebody had literally walloped him in the face. Mm. So it's still a bit Charlie Chaplin, isn't it?
But wasn't Gerald Ford, he was considered the most athletic of American presidents. He was famously clumsy, falling up and down stairs. And he wasn't the youngest, but he was a very sprightly president. And he fell almost every live occasion.
I remember Jimmy Carter doing a marathon, and he did it, but at the end, he looked like he'd gone through death's door and out the other end. Mm. He looked so terrible. It was thought that that was one of the reasons why he had to exit politics. And the British politician Neil Kinnock, when leader of the Labour Party, fell over on a beach. It was thought that that was one of the reasons why people voted against him. Maybe one of the reasons why they voted against him. I don't know why. Why is deportment so terribly important? It's weird.
And then finally, NASA's UFO files. A panel of experts have delivered the evidence. Is there life out there?
Yeah, well, there is no evidence, they say, of life out there. But on the other hand, there are still some mysteries. So they've had this first public meeting. NASA experts have been investigating UFOs, as they call them these days, UAPs, which is not as catchy, unidentified aerial phenomena, but still. So this is all cloak and dagger, X-Files secrecy. And what they're trying to say is, look, we don't want to be too cloak and dagger. We do want to share with you up to a point. And so they've gone through, for instance, US Navy pilots chasing what turned out to be some fast, distant lights when they thought they were much closer and therefore going less fast than they thought, and they couldn't possibly catch them because they were so much further away. In another incident, a strange floating object was identified by this panel as a Bart Simpson balloon, which comes up to things. It's a kind of alien being. But so the full NASA UAP report will come out next month, but they say 3% of UFOs / UAPs are actually unidentified. And they say only 3%. Another way we're looking at that is that means there are dozens of mysteries that they cannot explain.
The mysteries. Will Harry Maguire start on Saturday? I hope he stays far away from a starting FA Cup final. Adam Gilchrist, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the game. Chat to you on Monday.
Thank you. You too.